In this chapter, one of the things that they began with in our portion is they were instructed in verse 15, "Listen, all you Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid or be dismayed of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." One of the things that keeps the saints of God from moving forward in so many different facets is fear. Fear holds us back so much of the time. And fear comes in different ways and different sizes, different reasons. But really, when we think about fear, when we are trusting in ourselves, we have every reason to fear. But when we're depending upon the Lord, the scriptures tell us in 1 John that perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Timothy was reminded by Paul that he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. And when we think about this thought of fear, what is fear? One definition just an acrostic definition of fear is, fear is faithless energy and retreat. Faithless energy and retreat. Because if you're living a fearful life, you will never be able to move forward for Christ. And so when we look at here and we look at Jehoshaphat, this one that I don't believe that we hear of Jezreel any place else in this particular Jehoshaphat, I don't think we hear of him any place else. He shows up, he gives this word, and it's a word of maybe not too much time is put in here, but he gives a very important word to Jehoshaphat, and that is, don't be afraid. What Jehoshaphat does instead, because fear would keep him from moving forward for the glory of God, and what he does instead and what he's instructed to do instead, I think is so precious. He says in verse 17, you will not need to fight this battle. Position yourself and stand and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. In other words, he brings back to his attention again. And one of the things, one of the continued lessons that are repeated throughout Jehoshaphat's life is the presence of the Lord. It continues to be brought before him. And that there's power in the presence of the Lord. That you cannot succeed without acknowledging the presence of the Lord. There is no victory without the presence of the Lord. He says, if Moses could say, if your presence does not go with us, we don't want to go. And how important this is. But one of the things that he's instructed to do is to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Echoes of Moses. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Naomi had told Ruth, sit still. He, Boaz, will not see the manna through until, he will not rest until he sees the manna through. And so we have here this thought of being still. Psalm 46 would remind us to be still and know that he is God. To be still. And how important this is to stand still, to position yourself. Not to position yourself for war, but to position yourself to see God come through in a victory. And how do we position ourselves? It's very instructive what he says here. He brings the Levites and he brings the singers and he puts them in the forefront and praise. And it begins in verse 21 that there's praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy endures. And don't you love verse 22? Now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set an ambush against the people. How instructive is this? I think it's in Psalm 119. verse 164, if I'm not mistaken, David says, I will praise the Lord seven times a day. Seven times a day. What kind of people are we? Are we a praising people? I read that this verse a long time ago in Psalm 119, verse 164. The thought of praising the Lord seven times a day. Here's a thought. Wake up in the morning. Praise the Lord. Have a time of praising the Lord. See if you don't gain victory that day. Praise the Lord. Breakfast? Praise the Lord. Middle of the day? Praise the Lord. Noon? Lunchtime? Praise the Lord. Middle of the afternoon? Praise the Lord. In the evening? Praise the Lord. Before you go to bed? Praise the Lord. That's seven. You don't have to limit it to seven. But what if we were praising people? What victory would it bring? See, the thing I think we learn, one of the things that we learn that's very instructive in this chapter is that praise drives fear out. And there's victory. Think of Paul and Silas praising the Lord in the middle of the night, midnight, raising their voice in praise to the Lord, and there's victory. May there be more and more victory in our lives, brothers and sisters, because we are a praising people.